This next item is led by the blind, bringing authenticity to services for the blind and making them relevant to the lives we want to live. So often we have not been represented in the agencies that have been established to serve blind people. And we've heard in this convention from at least one that is dedicated to being grounded in the hopes and dreams of blind people, that being the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults. And here we have with us an agency that has not always been grounded in the authentic perspective of the organized blind movement, except now they have a leader who has gotten perspective and contributed to the understanding of blindness within the National Federation of the Blind. He's the CEO. You undoubtedly know him from around the convention. He's been a mentor in our scholarship program. He's contributed significantly throughout this convention over the years in many ways, and now he's helping to bring our authenticity to the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind. Here's Brian Bashan.
Thank you, President Riccobono. Thank you, distinguished guests. Good morning, Federation family. Yeah. 25 years ago, a blind Federation cane travel instructor put a cane in my hand and taught me to believe in myself and the dignity of the blind. Fast forward 25 years, and I find myself leading a remarkable agency in charge of reinventing itself with that dignity in mind. And why reinventing? Well, as President Riccobono said, we have a 117-year history with some high points and some low points. Reinvention is our friend. I want to talk to you about what happens when a large private agency starts hiring blind people at every level of management, and people, blind and sighted, who know the truth about blindness. Perhaps the way that an agency is led and governed is to just talk about who the people are who are working at our agency. And I will remind you that a little more than 10 years ago, the number of Lighthouse people attending convention was zero. Anyone here of the ones here this week? Scott Blanks, director of our programs. Aaron Lauritsen, director of Access Tech. Amy Mason in our technology program. Debbie Wertzman, tech trainer. Bobby Pompey, teaching life skills. Amber Sherrard, wellness. Jamie Gump, youth. Ann Kwan, transition youth. Serena Olson, adult programs. Kate Williams, employment immersion. Wanda Pearson, employment. Christina Daniels, communications and the Holman Prize. Kat Jones, O&M. And from our Mad Lab, Greg Carrot, Caitlin O'Mollier, and Maritza Calderon. Oh yes, did you see one other person at the Lighthouse you may have heard of? May have seen him on 60 Minutes this January. Chris Downey, our board chair. He's my boss, and his predecessor, chair of the board, was blind, and his successor is likely going to be blind. Now, these folks that I just mentioned are helping us be authentic. Yes, the Lighthouse does the same core training as you can find around the country, but a little differently. We believe in the power of words. We don't call the people who study with us clients. We call them students. We've gotten rid of the ableist and insulting term for blindness the so-called professionals use. We never say vision loss. We describe, out of respect, all publications, whether it's Superfest or our own communications, all images. You know, we've had a camp in Napa for 70 years. For more than 60 of those years, blind people were not permitted to cook in the commercial kitchen. Last year, our director of camp, Tony Fletcher, went into the kitchen for something and noticed there were 7 people working in the kitchen. All 7 were blind. We have 20 counselors who do the hundreds and hundreds of sessions in our summer camp. Last year, 17 of those counselors were blind. Our board and our management designed our 40,000 square foot headquarters in San Francisco. Every square inch of it was designed with the blind in mind. It is a beautiful place, but much more beautiful is the fact that you can control things there, the audiovisual systems, the thermostats, even talking business caller ID, all accessible. We believe in the history that we have, and we owe our predecessors a debt of gratitude. So when you come and stay at the Lighthouse, you'll notice the rooms are named, names that you may know. Blind boss Chris Buckley, the San Francisco boss, but also Newell Perry, Isabel Grant, Jacobus Tenbrook. We shatter some myths about blind people always being dependent. We have an annual, several times a year, blood drive where blind people roll up our sleeves and contribute back to the Red Cross. A few years ago, we created the Holman Prize for Blind Ambition. Okay. We've spent over $250,000 making actual blind people's dreams. Last week, Red Cell from the UK rode across 10 miles of a bog in Scotland, swam across the boiling Atlantic, and climbed a 22-story tall sea stack and successfully summited it. Last month, Stacy Cervenka's Blind Travel Network went live. And I bet there may be one or two comments about the Mandalay Bay on that network as well. And in a couple of weeks, Conchita Hernandez will do the first ever all-Spanish blind family retreat in Jalisco in Mexico. Making the hard decisions about who wins the Holman Prize, we have a distinguished committee, an international committee, all blind. You may know a few of these names who are judges. Neil Lewis, Gary Wunder, Catherine Webster, Brian Miller, Debbie Kent Stein, Chancey Fleet, and a new member, still in training in Colorado, Holly Scott Gardner. Now, while the name Lighthouse may have suggested to you a giant factory with little blind leadership, our community and our authenticity now demand that we be more bold. So what have we done? When nobody thought 5 years ago that this scrappy little startup could succeed, we invested $100,000 for an app that now has 2.5 million volunteers and 150,000 users, Be My Eyes. When it was unheard of that a lighthouse would pursue blind civil rights, we sued Redbox and made sure that 30,000 Redboxes across the United States are now accessible. When we switched to an HR and payroll system at the Lighthouse and found it was inaccessible, we brought out the lawyers. We're talking with them now. When we finish and make that system accessible, the 500,000 people who get their paychecks through ADP will have an accessible system. When Goodwill in Northern California wanted to work with the Lighthouse, we said, no, you have to reject the 14C subminimum wage of your parent organization. We challenged them, and their board of directors removed the 14C certification. I ask you, is your local blind private agency troublemaking enough? When the experts said that seniors couldn't be taken to an immersive training, sometimes at our camp, sometimes in San Francisco, we thought otherwise. We're now in our seventh year of Changing Visions, Changing Lives retreats. In our 11-story headquarters, we fired our cleaning company and decided that blind people should get the benefits of cleaning. Today, 5 of the 7 people who clean our building are blind or deaf. Against skepticism, we put 29 beds in our high-rise headquarters so that blind people could stay and connect and form community. There are hundreds and hundreds of students that stay there every year. You may have seen some of them, the 13 students who have been here from the Lighthouse Yes program. Next week, they're going to be staying in the rooms and commuting to their internships and jobs directly from the Lighthouse. In the San Francisco Pride Parade, we marched 120 strong, the largest contingent we ever had and the largest Pride Parade in the United States. We have a robust relationship with the big tech companies around San Francisco. For 7 years now, we've operated a sort of scrappy tech salon, Lighthouse Labs, led by Aaron Lauridsen and assisted by people like Amy Mason, Jim Barber, and Brian Barreau. But in a greater sense, we're developing something precious and rare at the Lighthouse, a 50-50 mix of blind and sighted people at all level of management, working together, people who know the truth about blindness. Now, we didn't do this because we are a wealthy organization. I submit to you that we became a wealthy organization precisely because of the authentic and bold steps that we in our community insist that we do. I want to tell you a few things about our biggest benefactor, Donald Serkin. He was not, in his 80s, an authentic low-vision person. Like so many seniors, he was ashamed and hid his own vision loss, as he would say. He thought, and he saw our messages, our blind positive messages on our website, and named us in his will in 2010. He followed our authentic message of living the life we want and again renamed the Lighthouse in 2014 in his will. We've discovered that blind authenticity pays, that fewer people give when we have these maudlin messages about the plight of the blind, but people respond to the messages of hope and pride. And, oh yes, about that bequest. It is the largest single bequest in the history of American blindness, $130 million. But in my heart, the biggest gift I ever received was each one of you. The only way I can repay that debt is to ensure that the United States has more agencies that are authentic and reflective of the blind community. So today, Lighthouse has 140 employees in 6 locations. Where this September, we're opening a new satellite location in Berkeley. We have 82 different and distinct programs, and we're looking for cool blind people to run them, to manage them, to direct them at all levels of our organization. And may I remind you that we're especially looking for some NOMCs. Yeah. We're going to continue to do strategic blindness investments in technology like Be My Eyes. We're going to continue to do our blind civil rights legal advocacy. We're going to go where underserved people who are blind need our help. Last week, Director of Programs Scott Blanks went to California's Corcoran State Prison because there are blind people there, not one or two. How many blind people are in that prison? Would you believe 85? It's practically an affiliate. We want to expand our connections to people who have not been served, like the undocumented. We want to expand our T-maps. Anybody get one of our tactile maps in the exhibit hall? Yeah. We're proud of the Bulatin Award that we achieved last year for the tactile maps, and we're only going to grow it. These are tools blind people can use. We're going to do more immersive short-term courses, like how to learn LinkedIn in a long weekend, or how to learn audio editing hands-on. We're going to continue to do media partnerships, particularly with National Public Radio. Look for more than 30 podcasts about the blind and broadcasts on NPR about that. Again, not about the plight of the blind, but the joy and the beauty of how we live our lives. We want to raise the bar about traditional and often overlooked blind institutions. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of hours that blind youth and young adults spend in blindness camps. There's never been any kind of gathering to raise the bar about that. So this October, the Lighthouse and CNIB in Canada are going to organize the first ever Best Practices in Blind Camps conference. And we're looking to expand partnerships so we can offer more Holman Prizes. The Holman Prize for Blind Ambition just announced our 2019 awardees last night. Want to hear who they are? Computational chemist Mona Mankara has an ambitious goal to visit the teeming public transit systems on 6 continents and, like Anthony Bourdain, to blog and video about how a blind person takes ordinary transit. Alu Jada in the Gambia will build a mentorship system of 70 blind people in the most rural parts of that nation. People will get for the first time the positive message of blindness in the Gambia. And Yuma Deco in Queensland and Australia, a blind astronomer has developed an app that can run on your iPhone or smartphone and will take the data that our satellites are getting and sonify it so that blind people directly, as part of citizen science, can play a role and discover the next exoplanets. Now, there have always been blind people with self-confidence in California. Think of Newell Perry, Jacobus Tenbrook, and all that. But what we have not had is an agency in California with those kinds of people at all levels of management until now. You take the aspirations of Jacobus ten Broek for our right to live in the world and expand it now into our right to influence our world. You know, if I can name a law, I'll call it Bashan's Law, which says that the more money an organization has, the fewer the blind people are on its board of directors or in the senior management. If you look at it, in California, the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh largest agencies, apart from the Lighthouse, are people with overwhelmingly sighted management from the top down. Nationally, fewer than 10% of blind private agencies are led by blind people or management teams. In 2019, I ask you, is this managerial apartheid acceptable? Even the 660 independent living centers are mandated to have half of their management and half their board of directors be people with disabilities. You know, in California, though, one large private agency actually fought a bill in the California legislature saying that they could not be mandated to find even 20% of their board of directors because they couldn't find qualified blind people in California. The Lighthouse right now is at 50% blind and sighted parity on our board of directors, and in the next few months, it is likely that we will codify that as a permanent part of our bylaws. So it's time to take that disability refrain, nothing about it without us, and just make it simple, nothing without us. Our authenticity is based that blind people want to be actors and not passive people. We want to be subjects and not predicates in somebody else's sentence. We don't believe in an artificial schism between blind and sighted people working in our field. And we certainly don't need a divisive and outmoded organization like NAC to tell us what's progressive and what's authentic. In 30 years, the Lighthouse has not needed the services of NAC, and we never will. Our future and the future of private agencies lies in cultivating and not alienating sighted allies. They are essential to amplify our reach. Our goal then is to teach and engage and involve our wider community, but a community that must learn from us with humility and respect. It is now time for us in the Federation to take some larger strides, to expand our reach beyond our three training centers and the handful of commissions and state training centers we now influence. Our task is to light more flames of authenticity in places that call themselves lighthouses, societies, centers, or happy homes for the blind. So whether your local private agency is in the east or west, north or south, or even in San Francisco, will you please join me in the new refrain, nothing without us, nothing without us, nothing without us. Thank you.
Nice job, Brian.
That's good.
Nice job. You tried, they didn't get that. You guys can do better than that. Nothing without us. Nothing without us. Nothing without us. I love that. I love that. Okay, yeah, let's just keep it short. Nothing without us. Thank you very much, Brian Bashan, for your leadership and authenticity. And again, another example of Balaton Award-winning organization. And we'll get to see this afternoon who's going to win this year.